Time is running out for residents of Florida's western coast to prepare as Hurricane Ian approaches. It's forecast to hit the Gulf Coast tomorrow night. Hillsborough County includes the city of Tampa, and thousands of residents there are under an evacuation order. Here's County Sheriff Chad Cronister.
The time to act is now. Not a time for panic, but a time to act and get your families to that safe place.
And Hillsborough County Fire Chief Dennis Jones joins us now. Chief Jones, we hear it's been 101 years since a storm this strong, as it's predicted to be, struck the Tampa Bay area. What are you doing?
Well, we're doing everything that we can to be prepared. You're correct. It's been over 100 years since we've been hit by a storm of this magnitude.
Yeah. And what does that mean to you? Is it wind or rain or both? And as the fire chief, what does preparing mean?
So we're expecting a surge of water that could be up to 10 feet. They're projecting even possibly 15 feet. And one of the things about hurricanes, it is they are very unpredictable. In addition to that, very high winds in the 70s all the way up into the low 100 mile per hour winds. So tornadoes, all types of damage of that sort. And we're doing everything as a county to try to prepare for that, to include mandatory evacuations of low-lying areas. The level A and level B evacuations are now mandatory. So that's close to 300,000 people that we're asking to move from their homes.
Yeah. What if they can't? I mean, what if someone doesn't have a relative inland to go to? What do you advise they do?
That's a great question. And we've opened up over 40 shelters. They're the public schools, which are built to withstand hurricane force winds, and the public schools closed on Monday to prepare these shelters, and we have capacity for all of those folks that we get about 20% of the evacuated population that will come into a shelter. Yeah. And so we've opened up sufficient shelters to accommodate all of those people that would be evacuating.
Yeah. Look, like a lot of people across the country, we love coming to Florida. We love Tampa. We were thinking one of our favorite restaurants when we work in the area, you know, we're partly based here in Boston, and it's called The Taste of Boston, and it's right out on the water. I mean, it just seems so vulnerable. What are you thinking might be the most or more vulnerable places you have to think about?
So for us, it is all of those coastal areas. If you look at a map of Hillsborough, we have a very long coast, and it's all those coastal areas that are so beautiful. The beaches are beautiful, and a lot of big homes built on those areas that are right near the water. And so those are the ones that are most at risk. If you consider what 10 feet of water will do to your home, it's going to be over the walls of the first floor in most residences and create a lot of danger, a lot of damage. And so we're expecting that to be a big challenge. Additionally, it will impact the downtown area of Tampa. So they're going to, you know, a lot of high-rise buildings downtown, a lot of population downtown, all of which now has been evacuated in the level A and level B. And so we're preparing for that. One of the things they do is they turn the power off preemptively. So we're encouraging people to get out early. We began this yesterday afternoon. We began the evacuations, and we're asking people to move quickly. We've already begun to see the shelters, hundreds of people in the shelters overnight, and they're filling up very quickly.
Turn the power off to encourage people to move, or?
No. They turn the power off because it's actually in vaults underground, and they turn it off to limit the damage to the circuits so that they can be restored more quickly after the storm passes.
Yeah. We're also thinking, again, we're thinking fondly of your area, and another trip was to meet a man who in his backyard had a rescue mission for wild animals, you know, animals from, you know, circuses and things in huge cages. I mean, animals you wouldn't want to encounter on the street, you know, lovely man. But what else are you thinking about people should be thinking about?
Well, anything that would be in that area. So any of your valuables. So we don't worry as much about your valuables, but we do certainly worry about life. And that includes our pets and our animals. In those 40 shelters, there are 17 shelters that are pet friendly, And so we're making sure that the animals that we love can go with us. We gave a lot of time so that sheltered animals, such as you mentioned, they have the ability to crate those or put them in cages and move them to safety. We did give them quite a bit of time in order to protect them. And, you know, I've been here all my life. It's a beautiful area to live. But this is one of the things that you have to consider when you know, it's a trade-off for all the wonderful sunshine.
Yeah. Anything we haven't thought of to tell people in your area?
Well, probably the most important thing is we do say run from water and hide from wind. And so if you're going to be in one of those surge areas in the level A or level B, we do ask them to please move quickly. And we really don't recommend that they go to a shelter. We recommend that they find a family member or a friend's home. They're going to be a lot more comfortable. The shelters are going to be safe, but it's like a lifeboat, not a cruise ship.
Hillsborough County Fire Chief Dennis Jones, run from rain, hide from wind. Fantastic. Thank you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.